Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, which was the ninth hour of the day. And a certain man who was lame from his mother's womb was carried every day and set down beside a gateway to the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered into the temple. This man, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked to receive a donation. Then Peter, who was with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, "Look at us." So he looked at them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold, but what I do have, I will give you. In the name of Jesus, the Anointed One of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and pulled him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones were strengthened. So leaping up, he stood and began to walk. And he entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. So all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who sat begging at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And as the one who was lame held on to Peter and John, all the people, being very astonished, gathered together around them in the porch that is called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "You men of Israel, why are you amazed at what happened to this man? Why do you look at us as though by our own power or godliness we have made him walk? The God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in front of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the fountainhead of the Father's life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. It is by the faith in his name that this man, whom you see here and recognize, has been made strong. And the faith which is through him has given this man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as your rulers also did. But God used this to fulfill the things which he had predicted by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Anointed One would suffer. Therefore, repent and turn back so that your sins may be erased, so that times of revival may come from the presence of the Lord, and so that he may send back the one who has been publicly announced to you, even Jesus, the Anointed One. This is the one whom heaven must receive until the time of the restoration of all things, about which God has been speaking since the beginning by the mouths of his holy prophets. Moses truly said, 'The Lord God will raise up a prophet for you from among your brethren who is like me. You must listen to him in everything that he says to you.' Furthermore, every soul who does not listen to that prophet will be utterly destroyed from among the people." That's a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15, 18, and 19. "And also all the prophets from Samuel to those who succeeded him, as many as have spoken, they also spoke about these days. You are the sons of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your seed all the families of the earth will be blessed.'" That's a quote from Genesis chapter 18, verse 18. "God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you away from your sins." This is the end of Acts chapter 3. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.